From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Voters in Colombia narrowly rejected a peace deal with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in a referendum. The no side received 50.2% of the vote, even though pre-election polling predicted it would go the other way. Opponents of the peace deal focused their criticism on provisions which would have reintegrated the rebels into Colombian society. Officials in northern Afghanistan say the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today on Kunduz. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. The Taliban says they have captured several checkpoints in Kunduz. The offensive comes ahead of a major donor conference in Brussels. Hurricane Matthew is moving towards densely populated Jamaica and Haiti, unleashing winds that could destroy homes, down power lines, and cause torrential rains. Landslides and floods are likely. President Raul Castro traveled to the eastern city of Santiago, Cuba, to oversee emergency operations there. This man lives in Santiago. He says people don't want to leave their homes, but they must. He says we don't want to lose our lives. On the current forecast track, Matthew's center will glance past Jamaica today, dumping heavy rain as it makes landfall on Haiti, then head to Cuba. Yoshirino Osumi of Japan Monday won the Nobel Prize for Medicine for her work on autophagy. That's a process where cells eat themselves, when disrupted, can cause Parkinson's and diabetes. It's a fundamental process in cell physiology. This is VOA News. Syrian rebels and pro-government forces continue to clash on several fronts around Aleppo. The government's attempt to penetrate Aleppo's opposition-held eastern side has been accompanied by a relentless campaign of airstrikes by Russian and Syrian warplanes. Syrian media reports the army promised rebels safe passage if they cleared out of the Aleppo's eastern sector. The University of Pennsylvania's Ian Lustig says heavy rebel resistance could undermine the assault.
I think that they can sustain this for a long time, but possibly long enough. I think the world is mobilizing its voice, but very little else. The only thing I think that would stop this, other than their decision that it cost them too much and bad publicity, is anti-aircraft weapons in the hands of the rebels.
The UN estimates 275,000 people are trapped in Aleppo. Low voter turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though citizens voted in support of the government's opposition to any future mandatory EU plans to relocate asylum seekers. The government claimed a sweeping victory, but analysts said the result was an embarrassing defeat for the prime minister. Monash University Europe analyst Ben Wellings on Orban's position regarding the EU migrant policy.
It would have been stronger for him if more people had voted and endorsed his initiative. But he can still push the barrow and say, well, a lot of people in Hungary do not want these mandatory quotas for the so-called burden sharing of refugees. And that's really what he wants. He's just trying to put pressure on the concepts being pushed from Brussels and Berlin that refugees should be settled throughout the European Union in numbers proportionate to the population of the member states.
And now to Russia, where President Vladimir Putin Monday ordered a halt to an agreement with the United States on plutonium disposal, citing Washington's unfriendly actions. Putin charged earlier this year that the U.S. was not honoring the agreement by disposing of plutonium in a way that allowed it to retain its defense capability. Ethiopia began 3 days of national mourning Monday for 52 people who were killed in a stampede at a religious festival. It came after police clashed with anti-government protesters, according to state-controlled media. Japanese police are probing the deaths of 46 patients on the same floor of a hospital where a pair of elderly men were fatally poisoned, according to reports Monday. An autopsy on the two men who died at that hospital determined there was a chemical found in disinfectant.